USSA's Tom Kelly says the events staged all over the globe are getting the athletes one step closer to the Olympics and keeping everyone else involved busy.
We had Olympic selection events in Quebec and Lake Placid. We had them here. We had them in Mammoth Mountain. We had some overseas. And all of this going on at the same time. I think that we produced something like 25 hours of television and broadcast and web content this weekend, a lot of it live on NBC and NBCSN. So for those that follow the sports, it was an absolute extravaganza between Universal Sports and NBC and NBCSN and the live streaming that we did on our site. We brought an amazing amount of athletic Olympic content to the airwaves this weekend.
In alpine skiing, there were some impressive results with Michaela Schifrin and Park City's Ted Ligety with a super combined victory in Wengen, Switzerland.
First of all, going back to last Tuesday, Michaela Schifrin picking up a win in the Flakow Night Slalom. Big, big victory for her. And then this past Friday, Ted Ligety winning the super combined in Wengen. And what was interesting, a little factoid that came out of that, this was the first World Cup win by Ted, the world champion in super combined in GS and super G, but his first World Cup win outside of giant slalom. And a lot of us had to take a double take on that, but it really was. And what an amazing accomplishment for him to put that down. They started with the slalom first. He was second in that and ended up putting down just an amazing downhill on the Lauberhorn, one of the toughest courses in the world, to get the win.
The Alpine team will be selected this coming Sunday, the last of all teams to be announced. This weekend, the team will be in Kitzbühel for the legendary Hahnenklamm.
Bodie Miller right now having a great season. He was fifth in the Lauberhorn, and Kitzbühel is one of the events that he's never won. So all of us with our fingers crossed watching that this weekend. That'll be the last weekend of Olympic selection.
From Austria, back to Park City, Kelly says the Grand Prix free skiing event over the weekend at Park City Mountain Resort highlighted who would make the first free skiing Olympic team.
You know, it was really evident this weekend when you watch people like 17-year-old Aaron Blunk from Crested Butte with a stunning second-place finish, probably, as some people said over the weekend, probably one of the most important second-place finishes ever to seal a spot on the Olympic team. And Lyman Currier from Sun Valley in Boulder picking up the win on Saturday when he had to have that win to get on the team. The same with Angeli Van Lannen. Had to have a win, got on that team. Amazing competition by these young athletes.
Kelly says the final spots on the free skiing team will be named sometime Tuesday before those athletes head to Aspen to the X Games and then off to Sochi. In snowboarding, gold medalist Sean White, while still a standout, has faced challenges in getting named to the Olympic team.
With a couple of small little injuries that just proved to be really nagging, and then a crash in the opening slopestyle at Mammoth. And there was a while this week where it was looking like Sean White was going to have a tough time making the team. And when he went down in the slopestyle on Thursday, a lot of us gasped at him on the ground, on the snow, not really moving. Is he going to be able to get up? And he got up and he shook it off, came back with kind of a weak second run, but then in the afternoon just blew it up with something like a 98.6 score and really solidified his spot on the team.
Another dramatic qualification last weekend in California was that of snowboarder Danny Davis.
All eyes were really on Danny Davis, and folks may recall 4 years ago, Danny Davis was the guy that could beat Sean White, and after a two-tour win at Snow Basin, he was injured in an ATV accident here just outside of Park City, and it really took him out for quite a while, so a real sentimental favorite. He went up and just absolutely a sensational performance on the day, and it put him into fourth spot in the qualifying, and we did there go with our discretionary picks and did put him on the teams.
And Park City's Sage Kotzenberg also qualified for the Olympic snowboarding team.
When Sage Kotzenberg with a win in the final event to put himself on the team and Chaz Goldemond as well. And we'll probably have one more to add to that as we move forward this week.
That's Tom Kelly, spokesman for the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. I'm Lynn Weir-Peak, KPCW News.